I can't see a thing, but I feel so safe.
Welcome back to Showbiz Weekly. I'm Taylor Kelsall.
And I'm co-host Michael McKellen.
So Professor J. Harper Philbin is in the studio talking about Lucky J's character and how Michael approached the role. One of the things that I'd love for people to do in speaking about collaborations and the things that you want to continue doing with Professor Philbin here is how to reach Professor Philbin if you're interested in talking to him and, you know, digging into his brain a little bit.
Well, you can enroll at Grand Valley State University. No.
We will only have a conversation after your third year to know if you're serious or not.
You can always contact me at my email address, which is posted on the Grand Valley website, which is philbinj@gvsu.edu. And I should plug the fact that you can, if Lucky J sounds at all of interest to listeners out there, you can watch it for free online, luckyjseries.com, both seasons. It's there. It's free. It's HD. It's beautiful sound.
Award-winning both seasons. Multiple awards.
I think you'll have a good time. And there's also some contact information on our website there as well.
Fantastic. I think people definitely want to see this. You definitely want to see this. I mean, I'm just not going to tell you to not see this. You have to go and see this. So check it out right now.
Taylor will unfriend you. Right. If you're a friend of the shows and himself, he will unfriend you if you haven't watched both seasons.
Yeah. Did you see my post about that? and it's not for kids. It's a little racy. Yes. There's a few F-bombs maybe. Yeah. I can't really say. But
yeah. I would still say by today's standards, extremely tame in the sense of
it's
like...
It's probably rated G today.
It would be like a PG-13, honestly.
Some of the stuff they get away with today is just amazing to me. So, yeah.
But it is a web series, so, you know, parental control and things like that. But, you know, be cautious of what everybody's doing. But you adults, sit down when you put the kids to bed and watch this. Just binge it. Get it out. It's so good for you. You're going to be wanting more, and then hopefully you can convince the moneymakers to send some over to GVSU and Professor Philbin and get Lucky J Season 3 off the ground.
Oh, and I do want to add, we had, for Rebel Pictures, we had a couple projects that were up for awards at the Eclipse Awards. Mm-hmm. And Laura Walczak won a Best Actor in a Supporting Role for a short film that I did called Wake. Yes. So I was invited through the Grand Rapids Film Festival by Jen Schamberger, the festival director. And this was a few years ago when you could do, they had a production workshop each day for the 4 days of the festival. And the cool thing was Harper wrote with a couple volunteers that were there for the festival, but he wrote and oversaw the script for Wake. Right. So kind of inadvertently still a part of another award-winning film.
So here. Yeah, we flipped it a little bit. I wrote it, he directed it, and...
Yeah, it's done well in the festival
Laura
circuit.
Laura won the award for it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Laura. And what's her last name again?
Walczak.
Yeah. One of the things that you mentioned earlier in your time here today, Professor Philbin, was you talked about the fact that writing something you know about is probably what everyone says. What do you say to young novices out there who want to start writing?
Yeah. You know, that's an old cliche, write what you know, and I believe in it, but I think an adage is also write what you care about. So you might, if
that's
you really
great.
Care about a certain thing, but you don't know that much about it, do the research and learn about it and then write about it. I think as you'll see in Lucky J 2, what we kind of poke fun at is students who are doing things that are derivative of other things. So they want to make a mob movie. Why? Are you in the mob? Are you Italian? Do you have any connections? Do you own a gun? No, none of those things. They just like, you know, The Godfather. Or they want to do a vampire movie. Or they want to do a zombie movie. And it's like...
Or a very Tarantino-esque movie. Everything is piles of cocaine, gunplay, where they don't know that world at all, only from other movies.
And if you go around the room and you ask them, tell me something really significant or distinctive or sad or great that happened in your life, even though they're only 20, They all have something. And sure. You go make a movie about that.
Right.
That's a great. Exactly. That's great.
Everyone, something they know.
And that's a universal. Everyone will identify with that.
Absolutely. You know? I think it's so important what you're saying, because one of the things that people forget is the reason you learn in elementary school how to do homework is so that you can continue doing that as an adult when you have a profession, because you have to do your homework in order to do a good job.
Absolutely.
You just made me sweat right there. I mean, you think of like all the times I didn't get it done, that I failed. You just made
Can
me
you tell
take
her
a
from
look.
Academia also?
This is the moment, like after the show, everybody leaves and I sit in my car and I just look in the rear view and I think what could have been.
Not true, graduate of LCC. Not true. So one of the things that we definitely, again, want people to know is that they can see Lucky J at LuckyJTheSeries.com.
Just Lucky J
Lucky
series.
J Series.
Series.com. Sorry. No, the.
Just, no, the.
Lucky J Series.
And that's J-A-Y. So Lucky J-A-Y Series.com.
And they can also reach out to Grand Valley State GVSU and check you out
on the film video website. And if you happen to be of high school age and you're thinking, I want to be a filmmaker. I want to study film in college. Come to Grand Valley.
That's fantastic. Do they do summer internships?
We do, but that's only for students.
Okay.
But we send interns to Hollywood and New York, Chicago, to work, to get their foot in the door. You know?
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
me. J. Harper Philbin.
And we were talking, we might do a little sidecar additional.
Yeah, we might do a little plus here today.
A little plus here today, absolutely. So stay tuned.
We have to also thank Abby Corrigan, who plays Media Madison in Fun Home. Go see it tonight at the Wharton Center. Thank you so much. Ciao for now.
When the sun sets for the last time.